From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama says the United Nations Security Council sent a strong message to Iran by adopting a new round of sanctions. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called it a victory for the U.S. policy of engagement. We get details from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Clinton told reporters traveling with her in Bogota that there was little appetite for more sanctions on Iran when the U.S. first started along this track. She says it helped that the U.S. made diplomatic overtures to Iran, which she says Iran rejected. Turkey and Brazil, though, voted against the Security Council resolution, saying sanctions will hurt their diplomatic efforts to clear up questions about Iran's nuclear ambitions. Clinton says Turkey and Brazil will still play an important role. She also said her special advisor on nonproliferation, Robert Einhorn, will oversee U.S. efforts to implement the sanctions. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Iran, for its part, is blasting the sanctions. Iran's ambassador, Mohammad Kazai, accusing the U.S. and the U.K. of twisting the Security Council to do its bidding.
What is at the stake today is the credibility of the Security Council that has turned into a tool in the toolbox of a few countries.
Iran's president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, described the sanctions as like a used tissue, saying his nation does not recognize them. Senate lawmakers grilled the Interior Secretary on the administration's response to the BP oil spill. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
Interior Secretary Ken Salazar says that, for now, he's standing by the Obama administration's six-month moratorium on exploratory drilling in the Gulf Coast region.
We have put the pause button until we can have a sense of safety that this is never going to happen again. Now, when we lift our hand from the pause button, we'll be dependent on when we can get to that point.
Salazar also told the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee that his department is working on more accurate numbers on the amount of oil flowing into the Gulf, previously estimated at 500,000 to a million gallons a day, and that they're overhauling the Minerals Management Service, which has been criticized for failing to properly police the industry. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal Reserve, in its region-by-region snapshot of the economy, says there are indications economic recovery is spreading to all parts of the country, though at a fairly subdued pace. The Fed's so-called Beige Book survey shows economic activity picking up in all 12 regions of the country where the Fed has member banks, somewhat better than April's survey when all the Fed districts except St. Louis reported some increase in economic activity. Manufacturing, retail sales, tourism, and housing all showed signs of improvement. The positive outlook from the Fed did not translate over to Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 40 points, ending the session at 98.99. The Nasdaq lost 11 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 6 points today. You're listening to NPR. Another difficult day for U.S. troops fighting in Afghanistan, with four Americans killed in an incident in which a NATO helicopter was shot down in southern Afghanistan. NATO officials say the chopper was brought down by hostile fire as forces continue their preparations for an offensive aimed at the Taliban stronghold. Meanwhile, at least 40 people were killed. 77 others were injured by a suicide bomb attack on a wedding party in an insurgency-plagued southern Afghanistan area. That's according to police officials there. The fear in Mexico is growing over an incident Monday in which a Border Patrol agent reportedly shot and killed a 15-year-old Mexican boy near the Rio Grande in El Paso. NPR's John Burnett reports.
The Chihuahua State Police reported Wednesday the teenager died from a gunshot wound to the head. A Border Patrol spokesman said two bicycle-mounted agents were detaining two illegal crossers Monday night under a railroad bridge when they came under attack from a group of rock throwers from Juarez, just across the river. One agent pulled his service revolver and discharged it several times. He's been put on administrative leave during the investigation. An FBI spokesperson said Mexican soldiers aimed their rifles from across the river at Border Patrol agents who came to the scene to investigate Monday night. They left. Meanwhile, Mexico's foreign ministry has harshly condemned the shooting, saying that firearms are a disproportionate use of force against rock throwers. John Burnett, NPR News.
1,000 years older than the Great Pyramids in Egypt and an estimated 400 years older than Britain's Stonehenge, archaeologists say they have found a perfectly preserved shoe in a cave in Armenia. The 5,500-year-old shoe, discovered by an international team, it dates to around 1300 BC. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.